I'm moving into my very first place after the Army in college, and like here in Sacramento, California, and I kind of just want to be able to like live within the world but not of the world. How do you like?
Yep.
It's I suck at explaining myself, but anyways, I'm moving into my first place, and I want to remain as minimalistically living as possible in order to keep my focus where it needs to be. And, like, yeah, I know that living in the world, you have to pay taxes, property taxes, rent sometimes is astronomically high. But what do you think are some good ideas to, like, remain humble yet still be able to, like, pay bills and do your job without getting too caught up in it all?
That is a super terrific question, Justin. I mean, it really is. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas. First of all, the single most important thing you can do is stay true to your faith. The number one thing is your faith. I wear a necklace. I'm wearing it right now. It's got the gold 3 on it. People say, what does that 3 mean? Well, God is first. I'm second. I'm sorry. God is first. Others are second. And I'm third. So whenever I look in the mirror and shave, I realize I'm not in charge. God's in charge. And others are more important than I am. So if we keep that, I think, in the focus of your thoughts, Justin, whatever you do is going to be right. What would, you know, it's that old thing, what would Jesus do? Now, that said, I've had this discussion a lot, and it's a great question on a lot of levels, because, you know, I try very, very hard to not do business, for example, with pro-gay companies or pro-LGBT companies. I don't want to foster the benefit that they think they're providing. But in today's world, in 2019 world, I think it's a virtual impossibility to completely and totally avoid everything, live a totally minimalistic life. I don't think it can be done. So how do we navigate? First thing is, I think we got to understand the difference between formal cooperation and material cooperation. Now, you can think of it in terms of politics. If you're voting for somebody who is whatever, a pro-abort politician, because that's who they are, that is an evil, bad thing to do. But let me switch it around to a business. If you say, well, gee, I like this business because they support LGBT rights and abortion, and they support all this kind of stuff, so I'm going to go give them my business. It's a very bad thing to do, in my view. Now, look at things that you really can't avoid. If you think about the chain of events things that end up on your shelf at the supermarket, for example, it would be impossible, I guess unless you grow your own food all the time, to not have something in that chain that is less than perfect for you, Justin. So I think it's understanding that in the world we live in, you have to, on some level, deal with things that aren't good. It's a question of keeping the right perspective. Now, one more thing I'll say, and I'll throw it back to you. You talk about living minimalistically. There's actually a movie out there. I think it might be called Minimalism or something like that. It's about two guys. It's a documentary. And they basically quit their big high-powered jobs, and they want to live minimalistically. But they define it in a way that is not that difficult. They don't wear the same pair of underwear every day. They have like, I don't know, 5 shirts. And they drive. They don't drive, Mercedes Benzes. They think they have a television set, but they have one. They don't have 14 of them. They don't have 68 channels of TV. So they live in basically a minimalistic world. And in my house, I mean, we have TVs, we have computers, but they're not the center of our lives. So what I'm saying to you, Justin, is I think if you keep the church and your faith and God first and say and look at everything through that lens, then that's a great start. And I'm fairly confident, and I believe that God will never steer us in the wrong direction. Remember, God gives us 3 answers to our questions or our desires. 1 is yes. 2 is not now. And 3 is I've got a better plan for you. So if God doesn't give you what he wants, or what you want, rather, there may be a reason for that. So, Justin, I would say put God first. And if that's your barometer, it's pretty hard to go wrong. Does that make sense?
It does. Like, that actually makes perfect sense. So one of the things that I'm trying to do is to, so I don't find materials in the world all that interesting. I actually don't like them at all, just like I hate money, but money is a necessary.
Well, I could take your money if you don't
America,
want it.
So we have, Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I try to, like, remain as distant from it as possible. So one of the things I'm doing is I live so close to my work, so I'm letting someone else drive my car because I live so close. I'm going to be running to work because that's healthy.
Right.
It's tough. It sucks because it's 2 miles, but it's healthy, and it's, like, not using more than what I need. So just little things like that, not using your car, not like using as minimal as possible while still being able to remain healthy and sustainable in the world. It's very difficult here in America though.
No, it isn't. I think it's very easy. And here's the answer. You just decide to do it. I'll give you another great example. I had a guy work for me once and I know exactly what he made cause I signed his paycheck. And he was always living paycheck to paycheck. And oh, I don't have any money for this. And the answer is he outspent his income. He decided to buy things that he couldn't afford. And so he controlled that. He didn't have to live in the $300,000 house in the middle of town. He could have lived, you know, 15 miles away in a double wide. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but he could have done it. So we all make these decisions in life that drive what we do. And if you decide to buy 400 channels of TV and put a TV in every room, well, then that's what you get. You get a distraction. And so it's the same thing with being showing fidelity to your wife. Every day when I get up, every single day, I when my feet hit the ground, I decide to love my wife. Not that it's hard, it's very easy. But, you know, I have a pretty strong opposite sex attraction. I'm a man, I was born that way. But I decide to love my wife. I decide to follow God. I decide to do the right thing. I decide to tell the truth. Yeah, of course I fail, because I'm human. But when I get off course, guess what? I go to confession. So I just think the question is, we have to get the right captain of the ship. And if we think we can do it, bad mistake. For a long time in my life, Justin, I was the pope of my own church. I made all the rules, and when I thought I was wrong, well, then somebody else was wrong. When you finally realize I can't create the world in 5 days, I better listen to the guy that did it in 6. And I would suggest to you that whatever decision you have to make in life, whether it's living somewhere or working somewhere, if you do it with how do I please God as your goal, you will never go wrong.